In 2008, Dale and Leilani Newman each had separate trials, and each was convicted of reckless homicide for praying as their 11-year-old daughter Madeline Kara died from treatable diabetes. At his trial, Dale Newman showed no remorse for his actions.
Dale R. Newman is dead, but Jesus Christ is within me. And the life I live by the faith of the Son of God.
The Newmans have new attorneys, and both are asking for retrials based on what they say are omissions by the original trial attorneys, Jay Cronenwetter and the late Gene Linehan. Cronenwetter and Linehan are accused of not adequately providing a faith-healing defense, even though both of them argued for the Newmans' innocence in the original trials.
Everyone knows that Kara's passing was a tragedy, but not every tragedy is a crime.
But philosophically, you have the right, the absolute right, to lead a faith-based existence.
The request for retrials will be heard by Marathon County Circuit Judge Vincent Howard, who presided over the first Newman trials and drew a distinction between their religious beliefs and the conduct that led to their daughter's death.
In this nation, the sanctity of your religious beliefs is protected by the constitutional guarantee. But what is overlooked, and overlooked by you, that the guarantee is a limited one. It protects religious belief, but not religious conduct and practices.
Judge Howard hears arguments for a new trial for Leilani Newman on Monday and for Dale Newman later in the month. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.